Drink out of styrofoam.
Come on.
This is serious?
No, Connie Wilson's head's going to explode. She's a songwriter.
I just started sweating under my armpits.
Yeah, Leroy,
you're nervous for them.
I'm nervous for them.
Leroy and Doc are on the phone anymore.
That'd thank God.
You know, if they get a stay, which they did, we always play their second song, and you all wanted, you're curious
you
about
wanted
the second
it.
Song. And, like, I'm with you. I'm like, is this a joke?
The lyrics. Are they... The lyrics. I hate to tell them. The lyrics. Oh, yeah, yay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If it was supposed to be...
They're so literal.
Yeah.
No, he's not even. Yeah, it's actually just talking about coffee.
It is literally like
mixer.
I'm drinking out of the styrofoam.
Oh, man.
No, for some reason that voice and like talking about cream and coffee don't go together.
See, that's this creepy van.
That's
voice.
What it is. That did not match up
all
for
right.
me.
Oh right. man,
I like it in a travel mug, but I left it at home.
You're pretty good, aren't you? Oh. Styrofoam. Wow. Okay.
Coffee being a stubborn.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I'm disappointed that was, you know, I wanted it.
All
it
right.
happens.
You can still vote.
All right.
You can still vote online, right. honeyandfrank.com. You can vote, stay or go. For
I got a feeling that may have turned
Space Rocket. Carney Wilson's hanging out with us. She will be performing Carney's Crazy Stories at the Irvine Improv this Sunday, November 17th at 3 p.m. Irvine.improv.com for the tickets. The crazy stories, huh?
Yeah, crazy stories. I'm filled with them.
I love it. Carney Wilson doesn't hold back. That's what I love about her. She owns it all.
Is it a mix of like your whole life or is like current stories like being a mom, having kids?
It's more of like my life. There's just some really funny stories.
Pre-mommy?
No, it's like fat camp stories and then there's a lot of like weight stuff, but it's not like, you know, how much you weigh. It's none of that. It's not. It's just like the funny stuff associated with my fat. and like just, you know, I mean, it's just my life and it's this crazy stuff. I'm obsessed with farting and, you know, I'm going to talk about that because I want to like
a lucky husband. You know what I mean? Like
he's so mortified.
Now you're obsessed with doing it or just the idea of farts?
I want to like break the stigma of like that women shouldn't like that we're ashamed to fart.
Uh-huh.
I just think that everybody should just celebrate.
Yeah.
It's actually more about encouraging people to celebrate their farts.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I have recorded about 110 of them. I have. I'm not kidding. And I give them names. They all have names. And I have a major talent with my butthole. No, I'm serious. They talk. They talk.
Oh, my God.
They talk.
Frank's asked a question once.
Yeah, one time I did
with a fart?
The inquisitive fart, which was,
I like that.
Yeah.
I have a few. I have, hey, and I have, hello. I swear to God. They are amazing. They are really. People...
But how do you know? Do you? Because you don't know if it was going to say hey. Do you know it's going to say hey or
hello? That's what's funny is that you don't know.
Okay.
You have a hole on your legs, and then you feel something coming, and you're either going to push or you're not. And whatever happens, it's going to make a sound.
How about one of these? Have you had these? Like,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
When you're like, oh, that was warm.
My favorite. The temperature farts,
those are
frightening.
Yeah.
See, I'm not talking about the smell. I'm talking about the sound.
Right.
And I'm audio woman, so I can't get over that. We don't, it's like a gift. It's a present.
Do you record them on your phone?
I record them on my phone, and it's really good recording. See, I've been obsessed since a kid with recording farts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 45. Right. I've heard that one before. That's an app. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Mine are much better.
Yeah, the real ones.
It's the real deal. It's pretty intense.
What are some of the names that you've given them?
Let's see.
So you've got hey there. You got hey and hello.
Right? I have hey and hello. Yeah, I have one that's the F word. It's hysterical. It's literally the F word. What else? Oh, there's so many.
Because
oh my
it
God.
Is so I impressive. You named it the F word or what?
No, that it actually sounds like. I swear to God. But one of them is like morning meow. There's the longest ripper ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just all these fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic.
We should put together a Christmas album.
I'm not kidding you.
You should.
People are always saying you'll be a multimillionaire if you just. This could be the start.
You would.
You would be.
And do a celebrity compilation of Christmas parts.
Oh,
here's Mariah Carey singing White Christmas and just get a whole... You know,
whoever's willing, come and
join me. Whoever's willing and...
There's about three people.
Fart la la la, fart la la la, something. I don't know. It's a think tank right now. We're in an early stage.
No, I also record...
Dingle bells.
Dingle bells!
Oh, see, we got it. We're writing it right now.
Oh, my God.
That's genius. Oh, my God. Don't get me started. I'll go on forever.
You'll fit in just fine around here. Exactly. We can talk about farts for four hours.
During the show, these crazy stories at the Irvine Improv, do you play some of the audio?
I asked the guy that works there. I said, listen, has anybody ever farted on stage? Mm-hmm. He said, no. And I said, well, has anyone ever like played a fart on a recorder? He said, no. And I said, well, would you mind if I played a couple farts? He goes, I'll hook it up to the PA. That sounds great. He was
you gotta love a guy like that. Whatever
I
you
love
need.
Him.
Whatever you need, Miss Wilson.
I mean, talk about accommodating me. That's fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. I'm not afraid to do it. It's going to be really funny. Oh. But the timing has to be right.
Yeah.
I got to make sure this audience is cool enough, you know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I might get out there and just like rub my breasts and like lay on the ground and convulse. I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
Well, that's kind of cool. Now I want to go to the show. You can never believe what Carney Wilson did.
Something great will happen.
Is there a line that Carney Wilson won't cross when it comes to like, or is anything shock you, or you're just like, you're open for it? Can't shock Carney Wilson.
You cannot. No.
You cannot.
No, you can't.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you were exposed to some some stuff at a pretty early age. You were talking about like when you start discovering yourself, like physically.
Right. Oh, yeah,
discovered your mom's toy.
Oh, yeah. She had a... and I probably...
A neck massager.
Right. Just for the neck. And wow, that feels good.
Tickles.
Yeah, right. No, it's probably early. I'm a very sexual person, but not gross horny. I mean, I'm usually horny, but it's like it's not in a gross way. It's encouraging, loving, and beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It really goes with the farts, doesn't it?
You got to keep those two worlds separate if you can.
I'm the world of extreme. That's the thing. I'm yin and yang. I'm psycho and mellow. It's all in one. And that's what you'll get when you come.
Yeah. We make love, and then we Dutch oven each other.
Oh, God. My poor husband, that's all I can say.
Did he know what he was getting into? Like, how long did you date?
We dated for only a year. And we were married. 1 year later, we were married. We've never wanted to be apart.
Right.
It's just...
When you know, you know.
Did you wait till you were married?
Until I farted? No, very quickly.
It took about
3 weeks later. But we've never pooed in front of each other. That's a big rule.
That's a good rule.
Never.
When you first did it, was it an accidental or a pusher?
I think... Oh, okay. This is what happened. We bought a CD that was like... 1,000 farts and diarrhea sounds or whatever it was. This is really disgusting.
Yeah.
I've never seen him laugh harder, and I was testing him see if he
if
thought
he's like, this
that,
is gross right, like, or
exactly.
This is awesome. Right.
If he said this is gross, I probably wouldn't have married him. But since I've never seen him laugh harder, I said, oh, I love you. And then I probably said, listen to this. And then probably that.
And then they went ring shopping. It was all the same night.
This was a while ago. This was 14, 15 years ago.
If that was just Carney's crazy stories. I'm sure. I mean, after hearing just a little bit of your experience, this is a show you definitely want to go see.
Wacky.
At the Irvine Improv this Sunday, November 17th at 3 p.m. Get your tickets. Irvine.improv.com. Carney Wilson, thank you for coming in. Anytime.
Thank you
Seriously.
So
now
much.
Now that you know where we are.
I would real quick like to hear the virginity question. We have to ask Carney Wilson how she lost her virginity.
Okay, we're going to find out how Carney Wilson, or we know how, but the details of when Carney Wilson lost her virginity when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.